हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि। सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम्, मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत्। अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु, ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। Bhagavad-pada, in his commentary, mentioned the question asked in the very first mantra is a very profound question. The very nature of the question, the very expertise of asking such a question, proves that the student is not an ordinary student, very highly mature student, that he is viraktaha, he is totally dispassionate, detached from dispassionate towards all results of all actions, in the form of even everything including one's body, mind, sense complex. He was desirous of knowing only that which is other than the body mind sense complex, and which is not time bound, which is not material, which is nitya, which is permanent, which is eternal, which is changeless. Therefore, he asked such a question. We are seeing the Bhashyam part. Kene om kene shitam patati preshitam manaha. Kena prana prathama praiti yuktaha. Kene shitam vachamimam vadanti. Chakshushrotam kavudevo yunakti. So that we saw, nanu svatantram evam api preshita shabdasya artaha na pradarshitaha eva. Still the Purapakshi said, still the meaning of the word preshitam was not yet clarified. Then the Acharya said, na samshayavataha ayam prashnaha. This question is not of a totally ignorant person. This question is not, of course, need not, we cannot be of the person who knows everything. It is of the person who has a doubt. The doubtful person is the one who is partially ignorant and partially knowledgeable. Therefore, प्रहित शब्दस्य अर्थ विशेषः उपपद्यते। किम् यथा प्रसिद्धमेव कार्यकरण संघातस्य प्रेषितृत्वं किं वा संघात व्यतिरिक्तस्य स्वतंत्रस्य इच्छा मात्रेणैव मन आदि प्रेषितृत्वं इति इत्यस्य अर्थस्य प्रदर्शनार्थं ये नेषितं पतति के नेहितं पतति प्रेषितं मनः इति विशेषणद्वयं उपपद्यते। Therefore, here, संघात व्यतिरिक्तस्य स्वतंत्रस्य. So that which is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, which is independent of the body, mind, sense complex, which इच्छा मात्रेणैव by the mere wish has the status of being deactivated, the director of the mind, etc. Ityatasya pradarshanartha, only for revealing this understanding, he asks the question, kena ishitam patati preshitam manaha iti. Therefore, viseshanadvayam upapadyate. Which means what? The two words, viseshanadvaya means the two words used by the student are good, means it is appropriate on the part of the student to use two words, both the words. Okay. Until then, you already see, correct? Okay. Nanu sutantram manaha swavishaye swayam patati iti prasiddham. So this also read yesterday. He had a doubt. Isn't it that mind goes towards its object by itself? Mind experiences the objects. Mind moves in its field by itself. Tatra katham prashnaha upapadyate iti. How is it possible to say that the question is appropriate? Uchyate, it is said. Yadi swatantram manaha pravritti nivritti vishayesyat tarhi sarvasya anishta chintanam nasyat. This also yesterday I mentioned. If the mind is independent of say anything else, if it can function independently, if it can withdraw the thoughts, it can entertain the thoughts by itself, then everyone can avoid the unwanted, unpleasant thoughts. Undesirable thinking will not be possible at all. But what happens? Anarthancha jananna sankalpayati. In spite of knowing something being incorrect, something being wrong, one decides to do. Abhyagra dukkhecha karye varyamanamapi pravartate eva manaha. Even something is going to be, which is going to be the cause of immediate pain and instant pain, still, even if that action is something which can be avoided, still manaha pravartate eva. Still mind forces a person to involve in such an action. Which means, what does it mean? Tasmat. Yuktaha eva keneshitam ityadi prashnaha. Now it has been made very clear, therefore it is appropriate to ask such a question. What is that? By whose mere presence activated the mind becomes activated and the functions and goes towards its objects? Such a question is appropriate. Until this part, we have seen yesterday itself. Now, we move on to the, we leave the manahana. We move on to the next question. What is the next question? Kena pranaha. Kena pranaha yuktaha. Yuktaha means what? Niyuktaha. So, niyuktaha literally means what? Appointed. Associated with, endowed with. One more meaning is given. Yuktaha is equal to niyuktaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives another meaning also. Preritaha. See, preritaha is a very nice participle. There's a irdhatu, irayati. Irayati means energizes, enlivens. From this root alone, verb alone, we derive even the noun Suryaha. Sushti irayati iti Suryaha. Irayati. With the prefix pra, it becomes what? Pra irayati, prerayati. So, prerayati means what? Inspires, enlivens, energizes, lends life, instigated, propelled, activated, directed. We can use all these words. So here, prana by itself is inert. What is prana? Prana is a physiological function, and which is actually the product of what? The ajoguna of the elements. Therefore, it is inert. It's object of knowledge. Inert. So, but it still, it moves around. And it contributes the energy of the mind, body, all the powers, subtle powers. Therefore, preritaha, kena preritaha san, kena yuktaha, kena yuktaha, kena preritaha san, being inspired by which, being enlivened, energized by which, praiti, praiti means gachati, it goes, it moves around. What does it mean? So vyaparam prati gachati, prakarshena yeti, praiti, so vyaparam prati gachati means what? The prana, the subtle vital air involves itself in five different functions. It contributes for the five different functions. So vyaparam prati gachati. Vyapara means what here? Function. Its own activity. And prathamaha iti prana viseshanam syat. Prathamaha is an adjective describing the prana. Because tat purvakatvat sarvendriya pravruttinam. So the functions of all other subtle powers. So 11 subtle powers. Mana indriyam, antahkanam. And also can say antahkanam, manaha, buddhi, chittam, ahankaraha. Karmendriyani, jnanendriyani. Totally 14 subtle aspects. You can say 11 subtle aspects. All of them, all their functions presuppose the functions of the prana. That's why prana is said to be prathamaha. No, kena ishitam vacham imam shabdalakshanam vadanti laukikaha. So kena ishitam vacham imam shabdalakshanam vadanti laukikaha. Laukikaha means what? People of the world. Lokasambandinaha laukikaha. People of the world do speak, do utter. Okay. Words. Do utter in the form of words. Kena ishitam vacham. Wished by whom? Wished by whom? Desired by whom? Willed by whom? People speak. People utter this speech in the form of expression of words. Which means the organ of one of the five pancha karmendriyani is organ of speech. And which distinguishes human beings from all other beings. Because walking, other animals do. And then, even though they don't have hands, but they have four legs. So, whatever we do with the hands, they do with the legs also. And, of course, all the reproduction, excretion. So, all the activities are happening. Only what one organ of speech. Organ of speech is not there for other animals. That is why specially it is mentioned here. What is that? Because of which the inert organ of speech functions. So which makes people speak, communicate, convey their ideas. What is that wished by whom? willed by whom, whose mere presence blesses this organ of speech, that makes a person speak. So, kena ishitam vacham imam shabda lakshanam vadanti laukikaha tatha chakshushrotram cha sve sve vishaye kau devaha. Now, devaha dyotanavan. Devaha dyotanavan. Please make a note that dyu is the verb, the root. Dyauti means shines. Dyotate. Dyotate means shines. Atmanepadam. Dyotate shines. Dyotanam shining effulgence. Dyotanavan being the person of effulgence. Therefore, Dyotanavan kau devaha Dyotanavan yunakti. Who is the effulgent person who yunakti? Yunakti means niyungte, prerayati. Which effulgent being connects, unites the sense organs with their respective objects, especially the seeing power with light and all the opaque things which reflect light, and hearing power with all forms of sounds. Similarly, we have to supply these two subtle powers, stand for all the five sense powers. So, organ of speech, one organ of speech stands for all organs of actions. And Shrotram Chakshu stands for all subtle five sense organs, instruments of knowledge. So, what is that? Who is that effulgent being? Kaha Devaha Dyotanavan Yunakti means connects the sense organs with the respective objects, which means niyungte, enable them function as sense organs. Prerayati. So what is the effulgent being? Who is the effulgent being who enlivens all the inert subtle sense powers, function as sense powers? Tatha chakshuho shrotram cha sve sve vishaye kau devaha dyotanavan yunakti. So how many verbs you come across? Yunakti, unites, connects. Niyungte, ordains, enable to function, prerayati, enlivens, energizes. So what is that effulgent being which enable the sense organs perceive or come in contact with their respective sense objects? So, it's made very clear in the very question. The student is very clear. The physical body becomes alive because of the presence of the subtle aspects. All subtle aspects themselves are inert, being material products, but now they are not inert, they're conscious, sentient, they're functional, they're alive. And not only that, they lend life to the inert body also. So that is why the question is, what is that which is distinct, which is beyond, other than the body, mind, sense complex? What is it conscious being? Whose mere presence activates the mind, enlivens the mind, thereby enlivens all five subtle sense powers, all five subtle powers of organs of actions, and all five physiological functions, thereby life itself is possible. What is that effulgent being? Ka u devaha. This is the actual question. question. With this, the first mantra is over. We enter entering into this second mantra. Are you all there? Okay. Evam prishtavate. Now, second mantra is beautifully introduced by Acharya. Evam prishtavate. Yogyaya. Ah guruhu. Now, therefore, Vahachev, an intelligent student, highly mature student, came and asked a very beautiful question and very expressed it very clearly. Guru must be very happy to answer him. The guru aha, the teacher said to that student who had asked, Prishtavate aha. Prishtavan Sishyaha. Prishtavat Takaranta Shabda. So Prishtavan. Nominative case Prishtavan. Prishtavantam. Prishtavata. Prishtavate. So the guru answered to that student who had asked such a question. And who was not simply a person who asked the question, but also Yogyaha. Yogyaha means the deserving student. And you must have understood the meaning of the word Sishyaha. One who deserves the teaching is Sishyaha. Siksha Yogyaha Sishyaha. Do you remember this expression? Siksha Yogyaha Sishyaha. One who deserves the teaching. Siksha Yogyaha Sishyaha. So disciple is the one who is disciplined, who deserves the teaching. So here Acharya says, Yogyaya Prishtavate Evam Prishtavate Yogyaya Guruhu Aha. The teacher said to the student who had asked the question in this manner, who was also a disciple who deserved the teaching. Okay. Shrunu. Yattvam prichyasi. May you listen to that which you ask for. Shrunu yattvam prichyasi. May you listen to that which you ask for. What did he ask for, the student? So Bhagavad Pada says, Mana Adi Karana Jatasya Ko Devaha. Kaha Devaha. Mana Adi. Mana Adi Karana Jatasya Kaha Devaha. Swa Vishayam Prati Prerayita. Question number 1. Katham Va Prerayiti Iti. May listen to that which you ask for. Kaha Devaha. Who is that effulgent person? Who, what is that effulgent being, conscious being? Which is the enlivener, energizer, activator of all the internal instruments such as mind, etc. Mana adi karana jatasya swa vishayam prati prerayita kaha devaha. Kaha devaha. Mana adi karana jatasya swa vishayam prati prerayita. So who is that effulgent, radiant, conscious being who is the activator, director, enlivener of the entire mind, etc. All subtle powers, mind and senses, with their objects. Activator of the senses towards their respective objects. So, vishayam prati prerayita. See, prerayita, prerayati means you can say directs, instigates, etc. But prerayita means rikarantaha, pullingaha, prerayitru shabda, adjective here. Who is the activator, instigator, enlivener of all the subtle powers, mind, etc. Into mind, etc. Mind and sense, mind, sense organs and pranas. What is the effulgent being which directs the mind, etc. towards their objects? Then second question, what? Katham va prerayati? And how does that the conscious being direct? How does that conscious being activate the mind, etc. by its mere presence? This is what you wanted to know. You asked, want to know. Listen to that. I'm going to tell you. So the teacher says this. Shunu tat, shunu yat tvam prachyasi mana adi karana jatasya kaha devaha svavishayam prati prerayita katham va prerayati iti shunu. I'm going to explain this to you. The question you asked for, and please listen to that. So here comes the second mantra. Shrotrasya shrotram manaso manoyadre vachoha vacham savu pranasya pranaha chakshushas chakshuhu atimuchya dhiraha pretyasmalloka damruta bhavanti. Now, you have memorized the first mantra, you must all memorize the second mantra also. Shrotasya shrotram manaso manoyate vachoha vacham savu pranasya pranaha chakshushas chakshuhu shrotasya shrotram manaso manoyate vachoha vacham vachoha vacham savu pranasya pranaha chakshushas chakshuhu. Then atimuchya dhiraha, atimuchya dhiraha pretyasmalloka damruta bhavanti. Atimuchya dhiraha pretyasmalloka damruta bhavanti. Pretyasmalloka damruta bhavanti. Shrotrasya shrotram manaso manoyate vachoha vacham savu pranasya pranaha chakshushas chakshuh atimuchya dhiraha pretyasmallokat amrita bhavanti. So here, what is that effulgent being? And by knowing the effulgent being, the benefit, what's the benefit? Here the teacher tells in the very opening verse itself the benefit of discovering that effulgent being also. Not only the teacher says, what is the effulgent being? The teacher also presents the benefit of knowing that effulgent being. What is the literal meaning of this mantra first? As soon as the two students ask the question, the teacher does give the answer, but the teacher does not give a direct answer. Because any answer given directly will be of an object only. If a teacher simply says, don't you know that it is pure consciousness implied by the term Atma, which is the truth, which is independent, which is changeless, which is beginningless, and it is this consciousness because of which also the mind becomes activated, sense organs become functional, all organs of action speak. The teacher could have given, but teacher very, very thoughtfully, consciously does not give the direct answer. For the teacher, the answer is very clear. The student has a doubt, student needs to know, but the teacher gives an indirect answer, because any direct answer given must be of the object, and the student will start searching for that object, searching for that simply mentioned or uttered as consciousness. The student will start searching for it as an object. As an object. So that which enlivens the mind also will be mistaken to be one of the many unknown objects. There's so many objects unknown in the world. We always say what we know is of the fist size, and what is unknown is of the size of the universe. Therefore, there's so many unknown things. So we'll easily mistake this reality also, Devaha, the effulgent being also, to be one of the many unknown things, and he will start searching for it as an object, and his search will be endless. So the teacher has been very careful. Instead of giving a direct answer, he gives an indirect answer. What is the answer he gives? Look at this. Shrotrasya shrotram. Oh, that Devaha, the effulgent being, is the ear of the ear. Manaso manaha, mind of the mind. Yad vachoha vacham, speech of the speech. Sa u, it is that Devaha, it is that effulgent being, pranasya pranaha, prana of the prana. Chakshushaha chakshuhu, eye of the eye. Okay, this is the answer. We'll see that. Then he also gives the benefit. So, as soon as hearing this answer, the student should not run away also from the teacher. Of course, the student who asked the question, it was not the student who would have run away. But people like us, people how I can see the first day, so many people, slow number dwindles here in the class. Like that, this should not happen. Therefore, immediately to retain, sustain the interest of the student, the teacher also tells the benefit of knowing that effulgent being. He says, Atimuchya dhiraha. Atimuchya dhiraha. Pretyasma lokat amrutaha bhavanti. So dhiraha, people who discover that effulgent being, or the Dhiraha, wise people. And they, if they discover Asmat Lokat Atimuchya. So, Atimuchya. Atimuchya means having departed from this world. Asmat Lokat Amrutaha Bhavanti. Freeing themselves from Asmat Lokat, freeing themselves from the identity with this body maintenance complex. Asmat Lokat Pretya, having departed from this world, literal meaning. So having disidentified themselves with this body maintenance complex. Atimuchya, having renounced also the world, dhiraha bhavanti, they amrutaha bhavanti, those wise people who have protected their minds become immortal, amrutaha bhavanti. So dhiraha bhavanti, asmat lokat pretya amrutaha bhavanti, atimuchya. Atimuchya means what? Discovering their essential nature, being distinct and free from this body, mind, sense complex. As the ones who protected their intellects, and after leaving a physical body also, or you can say even denouncing the world, they become immortal. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Shrotrasya shrotam manaso manoyad vachohavacham savu pranasya pranaha chakshushas chakshu atimuchya dhiraha pretyasmallokadamruta bhavanti. Okay. So here, I would explain this, but before that, let me see the first sentence alone. The Bhashyam will see. Shrotrasya shrotram. Shrotrasya shrotram. I'm going to explain this, but let us see the first little, the simple meaning of the Bhashyam today. Shrotrasya shrotram. Why Shrotram is called Shrotram? In English language, why the ear is known as an ear? Ear is known as an ear. You don't know. Ear. Why? Is there any specific meaning? Maybe. People who know Greek and Latin may know the root meanings and they may find the reason. But here, Shrotram in Sanskritam, ear is, the hearing power is Shrotram. Why? Shunoti anena iti Shrotram. The hearing power, subtle hearing power is known as Shrotram because Shrunoti anena iti Shrotram. That by which a person hears, that anena Shrunoti iti Shrotram. The hearing power is known as Shrotram because it is by which a person hears the sounds. Again, Shankaracharya explains, Shabdasya Shravanam Prati Karanam. Shabdasya Shravanam Prati Karanam. Shabdasya Shravanam Prati Karanam. Karanam means an instrument. It is, the Shrotram is known as Shrotram because it is by which sound a person hears the sounds. Then it is an instrument of hearing. Shabdasya Shravanam Prati Karanam. It is an instrument of hearing. Therefore what? Hearing of the sound. So the organ by which hearing happens, which enables the hearing of this sound. Hearing power is that which enables the audibility of the sound. The sound is audible not because the sound is there, because the hearing power functions. Very important, okay? What do we think? I hear the sound because there is a sound. Of course, there's no sound, you don't hear the sound. But still, the hearing is not because of the sound, presence of the sound. It is because of the sound is audible because of the function of hearing. Therefore, it said, beautiful to hear. Shabda abhivyanjakam shrotram indriyam. Shabdasya abhivyanjakam. See, abhivyanjayati. Abhivyanjayati means what? Brings to light. Brings to manifestation. Shabda abhivyanjakam. Shabda abhivyanjakam. So, shrotram indriyam, the subtle power of hearing, invisible subtle power of hearing is shrotram indriyam, is that which enables the audibility of the sound, which brings the sound to light, which brings the sound to manifestation, which brings the sound to light. Shabda abhivyanjakam, which brings the unmanifest sound into manifestation. So, shabda abhivyanjakam shrotram indriyam. Okay. Now, tasya shrotram. And here, this effulgent being, the radiant being, the conscious principle is that, what now? Tasya shrotram, ear of the ear. Saha yaha tvaya prishtaha. It is that effulgent being which was whom, okay, who was asked by you, tvaya prishtaha. Chakshu shrotram kau devo yunakti iti. So it is that radiant, effulgent, conscious principle who was asked by you. Therefore, in the form of, as what? Chakshu shrotram kau devo yunakti. Who is that effulgent being who enables the subtle powers, function as subtle powers, connects them with their respective sense objects. This is the literal meaning here. That is in the second mantra is highly significant, highly profound mantra, because this mantra presents a very profound answer for all the questions of the profound questions of the first mantra. The question was profound. Now, answer is much more profound. For the second question, mantra presents the profound answer for the profound question. The first mantra. So, the second mantra actually presents Atmasurupam. It presents the, by saying Shotrasya Shotram Chakshushaha Chakshushu, by giving the answer indirectly as the conscious principle to be the eye of the eye, ear of the ear, etc. Actually, mantra presents the essential nature of the Atma. And it also, it talks about the greatness of Atmajnanam, knowledge of the self. And it also presents the benefit of Jnanam. So three important factors are discussed in this tiny mantra. So if you see, this is the question, this is the answer. The first question mantra has a question, second mantra has the answer. And what about the Kena Upanishad, other mantras? All other mantras of Kena Upanishad are nothing but elaborate commentary on this one second mantra. Understand? Second mantra elaborated is the whole Upanishad. That is why I said this is a, so the whole Kena Upanishad given in a nutshell is the second mantra. Second mantra elaborated is the whole Kena Upanishad. So here the student is going to ask the next thing. Asau evam visishtaha. Asau means what? This effulgent being, the conscious being, evam visishtaha, is endowed with these attributes in this manner. In fact, Shrotradi Niyungte. This effulgent being is the one who ordains, who enables the functions, who activates, directs all these subtle powers such as hearing power, etc. And this effulgent being is of this nature, endowed with these attributes. Iti vaktavye, this is how the answer should be given directly. This Poor Pakshi is asking now, the answer for this question must be given directly. It must be a direct answer. What is the direct answer? Come on, this is the effulgent being, and this effulgent being is of this attributes. It is this effulgent being really which, you know, directs the all subtle powers, directs all subtle powers. This is how answer should be given. Direct answer should be given. Asau evam visishtah shrotradina yunte iti vaktavye. When these are the answers should be given, but how the answer is given by you? Nanu yetad ananurupam prativachanam. Anurupam prativachanam means what? Appropriate answer. Correct answer. Matching answer is anurupam prativachanam. Prativachanam, reply, answer. Nanu etat anurupam ananurupam prativachanam. Isn't this answer, this reply of yours is inappropriate, non-matching reply. Ananurupam prativachanam. Shrotrasya shrotram iti. What is the answer you are giving? What is it which makes the hearing power function? I want to know. And you say that which makes the hearing power function is ear after ear, hearing power of the hearing power. This is not a direct answer. Whenever you want to know something, the person who gives the answer must give the answer describing that thing with its attributes. It's a direct answer. That's why he says, evam visishtaha. Asau, you know, this the so-called being, the intelligent being, conscious being who has to be discovered, is in this manner endowed with these attributes. And it is that being which really directs the subtle powers such as hearing power, etc. Iti vaktavye, when the answer should be given, when the answer has to be given in this manner, nano yetad ananarupam, ananarupam prativachanam, shrotrasya shrotramiti, and giving the answer as eye of the eye, ear of the ear, etc. Isn't it an inappropriate, non-matching answer, reply? So, Purpaksha, the teacher says, na eshah doshaha. No, it is not an inappropriate answer. It is not wrong. There's no defect in this answer. Why? The answer is given. Tasya anyatha visesha anavagamat. Anavagamat. Otherwise, anyatha anavagamat. It is not possible at all to understand that by any other way. So what is the direct answer? What is the indirect answer? What does this teacher, student say? Why does teacher give such an indirect answer, etc.? We'll discuss tomorrow. It's okay. Tomorrow we're going to begin the unfoldment of the second mantra. Correct? Okay. Today we have just read the mantra. We'll see the answer about the mantra tomorrow. I have not gone to the Bhashyam there. We'll redo it again. Any question here?
Swaminiji, Vyanjakam, is that means enable?
No. Vyanjayati means bringing into manifestation. Vyanjayati. Vyakta is a participle. Manifest. Comes into manifestation. Avyakta being unmanifest. Isn't it? So what is the present tense verb? Vyanjayati. Vyanjayati brings into manifestation. Brings to light. So abhi vyanjayati. Abhi is the prefix. Vyanjayati, abhi vyanjayati. And that which brings to light is what? Abhivyanjakam. Abhivyanjakam. So, Shabda Abhivyanjakam. It is the hearing power which becomes conscious sentient. Then it functions. And being capable of functioning as hearing power, it brings the sound, the object called sound, to light. Bringing the respective object to light is called abhivyanjakam. So shrotram, so also every sense power is abhivyanjakam. Every sense power is abhivyanjakam. Now chakshurindriyam is what? Is prakasha abhivyanjakam. Shabda abhivyanjakam shrotra indriyam. Grana indriyam. Gandha abhivyanjakam. Grana indriyam. Gandha abhivyanjakam. Shrotra indriyam shabda abhivyanjakam. Chakshurindriyam prakasha abhivyanjakam. Rasana indriyam, rasanendriyam, rasa abhivyanjakam. Twagindriyam sparsha abhivyanjakam. So every indriyam is that, every indriyam is that which brings its respective object to light, brings to manifestation. And that is possible because every sense power is backed by the conscious mind. So vrittaya. So we are going to see all that next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Of course, we're going to see the second mantra only tomorrow. Today I introduce the mantra. Tomorrow we just start understanding the mantra.